things, that the Christian community did not settle on a belief in the Trinity to about 300 years after Jesus. So, especially our evangelical friends attempt to find Trinitarian references every place in the New Testament. They don't exist. They're talking about something else. They're not talking about the Trinity as we know it, full stop, and we need to keep that in mind. Why? Because above all, God is patient. God is patient with us. God must kind of jar us into some improbable belief. God is patient with us. Okay, Trinity Sunday, the day most feared by preachers, I think, more than any other. This is an exercise. I suggest each of you go home and write a sermon on the Trinity. See how it works. We don't know how it works. The theologians, Augustine particularly, in the 4th century, would talk about an economic Trinity, the Trinity within itself, and then the Trinity ad extra, the Trinity as operating specifically for each person in the world. Okay, so what do we do with all that? I'm quite serious. What do we do with that? It's supposed to be the center and the foundation of Christian belief. Even the evangelicals will buy that. So what do you do with it, though? The only thing I've been able to come up with is an analogy with the human family and the happy belief that God is a family. This would enormously jar the sensibilities of our Jewish sisters and brothers, much more even than our Muslim sisters and brothers. And by the way, I forgot to mention the past 2 weeks, this is the holy month of Ramadan, the great month of fasting and repentance for the Muslims, so I hope you keep them in mind. The family, but a family unlike any other, certainly absolutely different than my family, who shared very little with each other, I think. And we constitute a family here on this earth for many reasons, mostly I think because of need. We need each other. We need each other, which is fine. It is simply the way we are built. We need each other. Our relationships are based largely on need. Full stop. And here's where the analogy with the Trinity, as we're talking about it today, entirely breaks down, because the Father did not need the Son did not need the Father, and neither of them needed the Holy Spirit. So how are they related? Just as we are related by need, they are related by plenitude. There's so much there. Not so little as with us, but so much there, that God the Father totally has a mutual relationship, absolute mutual relationship with the Son, and the Spirit is there as the articulation of that relationship. This love, this all-giving love, this totally, radically unselfish love, so that everything the Father is somehow in the Son. See, this is where, at least for me, the analogy simply collapses. It doesn't break down, it collapses. Because that's not the family experience I had, or continue to have for that matter, unless my kids are broke, which happens often enough. And that's the clearest expression of need. Okay? But God did not need to be a family. Out of God's plenitude, out of the fullness of the divine being. That fullness was expansive. Scholastics had a nice phrase for it: bonumus diffusivum sibi. The good expands, it diffuses itself. See, that's not the goodness I find in myself, or anybody else for that matter. But that's the goodness we find in God. God radically, radically gives everything that the Father is to the Son, or the Mother maybe. And that bond between them, that ineffable bond, is yet a third person, as we say, hypostasis. Does that help? Not a whole lot, I don't think. But if you can think of more helpful, I'd be grateful if you let me know next week, and maybe we'll take another run at it. But at least it opens the thing, it shows the radical nature of relationship and also the radical contrast between my nature, my family's nature, and the divine family. So to know that God is a family, I find that very helpful, or as helpful as anything. God is not a shamrock leaf. God is not three candles creating a single flame. All these lame comparisons we try to create uselessly, I think. How many of you, the next time you see a shamrock, will say, "Oh, it's a symbol of the Trinity"? Maybe Breeder would, from Ireland. But I don't. There are clover leaves all over this yard, or my old yard. And that never made me think of the Trinity. So it takes a fair amount of energy, industriousness, effort, to finally bang up against a wall which is impenetrable. God is a mystery, or God is not God. It's very simple. And everybody who tries to demystify God, Billy Graham's famous statement, "I know God exists, I just had coffee with him this morning." That's sinful. That's sinful. We're supposed to be drawn into the mystery of God. And that's the only place. A friend of mine used the word yesterday, awesome, about his bike, his awesome bike. We have so degenerated language that nothing means anything anymore. But that's the source of awe, where you are rendered speechless. Therefore, you can't put a title or a meaning on anything, because you need words to do that. And that's something that the Eastern Christian churches have maintained far better than we have. God as mystery. God as mystery. The thrice holy, the Trisagion, which is a major part of the Orthodox liturgy. And they seem, for reasons unknown to me, to have held on to that, even if it's held on to by a bunch of bozo crooks. As with us, it often is. So, you have to use your imagination here. But in the very using of your imagination, that's the entree to the mystery. I cannot imagine my family as absolutely sharing everything that they were with me, nor can I imagine myself sharing everything I am with them. And anybody who thinks they can is loopy, if you'll allow me, is loopy. I quoted Wuthering Heights last week or the week before, Kathy saying, "I am Heathcliff." Well, Kathy was not Heathcliff. We know that's a poetic hyperbole, you know? But that's what the Father says to the Son to the Father, and both say, in the Holy Spirit. That doesn't get me very far, frankly. But at least gives me a toehold on what we say, paradoxically, is the central mystery of the Christian religion.